Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our first ever show in Memphis, Tennessee, coming up in a few weeks. Be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to make your own Big Bird. Hi, you're right. Wait, don't tell me.
Hi, this is Kim from Hilo, Hawaii.
Oh, Kim from Hilo on the Big Island, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I've never been there. What's it like?
It's beautiful.
Oh.
And there's rainbows and a volcano. It's great.
Oh, wow, rainbows and a volcano.
Yeah.
Sounds like a kid's television program. Well, welcome to the show, Kim. It's nice to talk to you. Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
This ancestral shakeup is big. Not just apes can lay claim to that gig. I just figured out where I got my big snout. Turns out great-granddad was a...
pig.
Yes, a pig. We've all been there. Many of us have, anyway. You have a little bit too much to drink. Next morning, you wake up next to a real pig. Well, a geneticist trained at the University of Georgia has now theorized that the human race was born when a female chimpanzee got busy with a pig. And this is because humans and pigs share a startling number of traits. Hairless skin, very rare in primates, light-colored eyes, and a love of bacon. Here is your next limerick.
The buyer for Walmart just growls. No one knows for what goods the mob howls. We knew they would cry for small cloths to help dry. We're well stocked, but they only buy...
towels?
Towels, yes, very good. Walmart won Black Friday when they announced they'd be selling bath towels for the low, low price of $1.79 each. That kind of quality towel is hard to come by. You usually have to do a night in prison to snag a towel like that. In any event, holiday shoppers snapped up 2.8 million towels on Black Friday, biggest selling item on Black Friday. That means 2.8 million Americans are going to be very disappointed on Christmas morning.
Do you suppose there's somebody at Walmart who's just like, all right, what else can we sell them?
Yeah.
Just throw something out there for a
dust
buck 50,
bunnies.
They'll buy it.
I think the last time I went to a Walmart, I bought dog treats, underwear, and whiskey. That was a hell of a weekend.
Yeah. I don't want to know any more about your personal life than that. Here, boy. Come here.
Here is your last limerick.
I don't want to dress up for a snooty ball, and I try to keep long-term love duty small. But just call or just text, and we both know what's next. It's relationships midpoint the...
call?
Well, it's a two-word answer, three syllables. Rhymes with snooty ball.
Oh, booty call.
Booty call, yes! Scientists in Australia have just finished an exhaustive study to come up with an official scientific definition of the term booty call. Basically, according to science, a booty call is defined as an arrangement where sex is the only objective. Now you know. The scientists are very happy to finally have a name for the thing that never happens to them.
So now when you call a woman in the middle of the night and you say, look, I got whiskey, underwear, and doggy treats.
Burning a hole in my Walmart bag.
They've come up with a name for that sort of thing.
Carl, how did Kim do in our quiz?
Kim, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.